Chrysler Laser XE with a boost.
Hi, we're Crocus. Have a doogie with Grease Man on DC 101.
Have a doogie. God, come on. Hop a doogie. Repeat after me, you maggots. Na 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 na. Hop to the hop to the hop to the hop to the na 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 na. Yeah, good morning. It's 3 minutes after six with the Grease Man ready to begin the begin. Oh, it's cold. Wind's blowing again today, huh? Kiki birds are out. Everybody's moving fast. Everybody's moving real fast. Generate a little bit of warmth. It's about 33, 34 degrees. I'll check it exactly in a second here. Just let me get myself organized. All right. Swung my feet over the bed this morning. Both of them landed firmly in the cat box. Oh, God, don't you hate that? Before I could stop him, the cat buried one of my odor eaters. He buried that thing all the way to the damn bottom in the cat box. Buried it. So this morning I'm here rather uncomfortably. You're feeling them little granules inside my wang tips. Thing seems to be under control. No big news events. Shuttle still up and out of space. Baby Faye is still alive and beaten with that baboon heart, and I'm still going through my horrible life. You know what the problem with my life is? I get everything I want. Now, you'd probably say as you sit there in your stinking double-wide with your menial job and your brutal existence, what could be wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. There's nothing left! There's nothing left! Oh, yeah, sure, I'm happy for the most part, but it's a surface, shallow happiness. Even though I'm successful, success does not bring happiness. Many is the millionaire that celebrate earning his first $1 million by jumping off the nearest tall building. There's something about having it all that leaves you very empty in the aftermath. Like, I remember I always wanted that 57-footer after I got it. So what? BFD! I got it, now what? What do I get, a 60, a 70? Same difference. Hot cars. Maybe that's why I've been kind of reluctant to pursue Mary Lou Retton any further. Because if I do, I know I'll have her. And then there'll be nothing left. Then even the last pleasure I have, will become a boredom, tedious experience. You see, if I really wanted to, I'm sure if I really made an effort and I sent my pictures out there and I courted that thing, sooner or later she'd have to peek her head out the door and we'd get to talking and I'd dazzle her and we'd chit-chat and we'd go to the zoo and I'd endure her silly little laugh and one thing would lead to another. And before you know it, she'd be in my arms. It would take time, but it would happen. I know it would happen. It always does. And then, after it does, I'll have nothing to fantasize about. I'll have nothing to think about on those long, lonely nights when I'm swirling a double bourbon. As I stare off the balcony of my exclusive Foxhole mansion, smoking a camel, I'll have no room left to wonder what it would be like to kiss her lips, to hold her close, to feel her breath on my neck as she sleeps in the delicious aftermath, because I'll know! And then what after that? What after that? What have I got after that? So I guess it's just as well that I never do find paradise with Mary Lou Retton. Because then the last thing that I have to look forward in this miserable life will no longer exist. And then I'll have no reason to live. So if there ever comes a time when, say I'm here after I get off the air today, and Mary Lou is out there You know, suppose she's waiting in the lobby and she says, Grease, I've been hearing your bits. I realize you're a funny guy and you don't mean any harm and that you'd probably be fun to be with. I'd like to go out with you. Can we leave now? Even though I know it means the end of my life, being a weak man, I would probably say yes, Mary Lou. And we'd go out and we'd have a big meal and one thing would lead to another. Our hands would brush. Hungrily, she would kiss me. I'd carry her to the Grease Palace. And there, as we made sweet love, I would be feeling the magnum underneath my pillowcase. I would have that magnum in my hand! And then in love's aftermath, the second I'm through with Shangri-La, while she's smiling, saying, you know, that was kind of nice, I always want to... I'd have the magnum to my temple and...
Well, look out. Here comes Hires.